Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the pat-downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat-Down. What are we talking about?
Oh, man, we talked about...
Your hate mail.
Hate mail, your Netflix special.
My Netflix special, how they just totally disrespect me like a dog, but it's okay. those moms on there, but it's okay. Okay. And I got banned from Facebook for telling somebody a squirrel wouldn't fuck them for 30 days. So I'll be back in 30 days. And we talked about other shit. Stay tuned after the music so you can hear it, baby.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. Miss Pat spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty, but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste your time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this is taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and don't repeat it.
Yes.
You did say she looked like Mike Tyson.
Yeah, that's probably why she blocked you.
I think she looked better.
Telling everybody she got her body done.
He looked better with them birds on his shoulder.
Silly. Well, Dion, I don't know if you know this, but Miss Pat is back to her old life. She's in jail for 30 days.
Yeah, I saw that.
She's in Facebook jail. What'd you do?
Something about squirrel pussy or something?
I told this lady a squirrel wouldn't fuck up. And that wasn't even bad. And they blocked me. And I went back and tried to erase it. Facebook said, no, bitch. No.
We got you.
But I didn't even think that was bad. A squirrel wouldn't fuck you. I didn't say kill a squirrel. I didn't say it wasn't bestiality.
Technically.
I had a friend who got a day-long ban for calling someone a silly goose on Facebook. That's how ridiculous they're being.
I mean, they're being too fucking ridiculous. I mean, they was fucking with me. Netflix posted something, and they was like, what type of grandmother is this? This ain't funny. Well, bitch, if you don't like the comedy, keep scrolling, hoe. Ain't nobody ask you for my opinion. And then they come over here and they start fucking with me. Don't come to my page and fuck with me and tell me you don't like me, bitch. I don't care if you don't like me, hoe. I don't give a fuck. I don't get paid for you to like me, bitch. You ain't my mama. She didn't like me. I ain't like her.
I think you actually do get paid for people to like you.
I don't get paid for that bitch not like me. Uh-oh. I don't give a fuck about that hoe. Bitch named Loreen. Loreen ain't getting no motherfucking pussy in the, and don't get no dick in the Midwest. Who the fuck a bitch named Loreen? What bitch named Loreen? Is that the bitch name was Loreen?
Loreen was mean, and now you ghosted.
Oh, ugly bitch. Other time that bullshit. That type of... Then another lady on the other page. I had two mean grandmama, and this gave me flashback. Well, bitch, get off the internet, then. I'm not your mean grandmama, hoe. I'm black.
You're literally white. The internet. You're the internet incarnate.
Yeah, somebody's like... I grew up with two shitty grandmama. Well, what do the fuck they have to do with me? What do they have to do with me?
You can't trigger people on the internet, apparently.
You can't call them names on Facebook anymore.
Well, the group got flagged.
The group got flagged three times a couple days ago because some people were having comments. And I'm just like...
I got a 90-day ban from streaming and... placing ads for a Jeffrey Dahmer meme. I got a 30-day ban for a 7-day ban for a Jeffrey Dahmer meme, and they deleted my other podcast Facebook group. They just took it down. They said an admin posted this, it's gone. We'd been there for 10 years. Like they're way overdoing it.
But you, I know, because a squirrel won't fuck you ain't that bad.
You literally cannot
squirrels don't even fuck you.
You cannot say something to another person that is like
you can't even say it about yourself.
No,
a woman in the group, one of her flag messages was she was talking about her white ass, and they flagged the comment.
Yeah,
so you can't say nothing. That's why I don't argue.
Wait, have Facebook went no Christian? Hey, they went Chick-fil-A on a nigga?
It's that Biden crackdown.
They ain't Biden ahead. They be doing this shit for Biden. Don't put that on Biden and Kamala Harris.
This is Biden's.
That.
This is Biden's America. I keep telling you, Miss Pat.
It
this
was
is your
this
fault.
Shit before Biden. Can't y'all get always gas. Put on Democrats.
Can't
shit
post,
up, motherfucker.
Can't
shit
post squirrel fucking on the
up.
Internet.
But they were fucking with me. I'm over here by myself. They were here. Come to my page. Type of grandma. I'm the type of grandma that fuck white bitches up if you keep fucking with me, hoe. Get your motherfucking ass off my page. Then I was wondering why all this traffic come on. I said, where's all these people coming from? I'm just getting shit tons of followers. I look over there, Netflix done posted. They always post the same clip too. I'm the type of grandma that like fuck. And then I'm talking about my grandkid. I'm talking about who would talk to their grandkid like that? Me, bitch. You one babysitting them kids. You don't know the fuck they said to me. Me, bitch. Come over here and help me babysit.
So this was a clip from a special posted on Netflix, Facebook, and then they funneled to you?
Yeah, the people started, I guess they started looking for me online.
Okay.
And they started fucking with me. So I was like, where are these people coming from? And then I started looking around and I figured out they was all coming from Netflix as a joke. Nobody likes this. Well, bitch, 212,000 people don't watch the video. You probably watched it 5 times, bitch, because you laugh 5 times and you want to make it say you want to make it seem like it wasn't funny. Well, if it's not funny to you, move the fuck on, hoe. Move on, bitch. I ain't asked you to laugh at nothing I say, because what you don't like, another nigga will. Black nigga, white nigga, any nigga. Just leave me the fuck alone.
Wait.
You don't got me banned because you and this motherfucking name Loreen somewhere deep down in motherfucking Ohio eat motherfucking skin and hot sauce. It wasn't even worth my motherfucking time to be banned.
I can play the clip. I can play the clip from Netflix if you want.
Fuck, I need to hear that for I'm banned.
My granddaughter talked too fucking much. My daughter-in-law called me one day. She's like, Miss Pat, can you pick up Ashlyn from school? I'm like, fuck, okay. I get up to the school, y'all, and I get her, and I don't like her because she likes to start fucking conversation. I don't want to talk to no damn kid, okay? I'm a 47-year-old black woman with hot flashes. Bitch, talk to me when your titties heat up 99 degrees. So I pick up and I put in the car, I'm like, put your seatbelt on. And out of nowhere, y'all, she started a fucking conversation. She like, grandmama. I'm like, what, baby? She say, my mama said, you get on her motherfucking nerves. And I said, fuck your mama. She get on my motherfucking nerves. That's why your little brothers are ugly. You ain't got no edges. And my son ain't gonna marry your mama.
And so right there, that clip, somebody literally said, what type of son are you marrying that won't marry his baby mom? Bitch, ain't nobody probably married with you, ho. Everybody don't want to get married. Look at that. Look at he coming. Oh, five-mouth ass person. Fuck that.
I'm sending it to the crack babies here so they can.
Oh, they're going to light their ass up. You're going to get all the crack baby block. Look. Is this five-mouth grandma?
Oh, man, she started that shit. What you think I'm supposed to let her win because she's 5 years old? Fuck that baby.
Why does every word have to be a cuss word? She is not funny to me. I hate comedian stand up. Comedian can't stand. Pam.
Pam Jenkins.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. Funny. That's what stand up comedy is supposed to be. Funny. She doesn't look old enough to have grandkids.
Bitch, I'm black. I'm supposed to be.
Quisha weighing in comments on this post that are negative. Don't realize the title of this page. It says it's a joke. Y'all need to go read your Bible somewhere because y'all's too saved for me. So sad that a grandmother can cuss out her own grandchildren. Judy.
Fuck you, bitch. I cuss out yours too. Give me your phone number.
Vivian writes, comedian or not, this lady has a seriously foul mouth and is disgusting. You can do comedy about family without using the F-bomb. Every other
word.
No,
I can't, bitch.
Especially referencing your granddaughter. Really,
fuck
lady?
Fuck her and you too.
Bad
fuck
form.
Fuck granddaughter and you too.
Sad smiley face. Thumbs down.
Up your ass. That's where the thumb need to go. Up your ass, white lady.
Oh, man. Let's see. What else? We got any other good ones? She said you ain't got no edges. Why she do her like that? LMAO. Stephanie.
Look at the one at the bottom. Alessandra. Read that one.
Alessandra writes, foul mouth.
Foul big mouth.
Not funny. She thinks she's cute like Eddie Murphy on Raw, and this is nothing compared to the lyrics some female rap individuals spew out on their mouth. Make the hair in the back of my head stand straight up, all in front of children.
Look, and she spelled Eddie wrong. Take your dumb ass to the Midwest and go suck your husband dick in the garage while he clean off his tubes.
Laura writes, if we could all just be this honest, we'd have world peace. LOL. Lucy writes, not funny and vulgar.
Why you keep reading all the negative comments, motherfucker?
Because they're funny. How is this funny? Writes
no,
Lisa.
No, read this right here, Marcus. Is it just me or does everyone else find this funny at all? She could have come up with better material. What is that? Them to be cussing out? Boy, fuck you and your kids. Bitch, call it. Let me not say nothing. I mean, I lost everything.
David writes.
Somebody said all the Karens right now. Girl, get them.
A lot of people tagging other people. Love me some Miss Pat.
Fuck your mama.
Heidi says not funny. Do you ever notice it's the white ladies? It's always middle-aged
white
ladies.
It's always the white ladies. And then they were arguing. They were arguing like a motherfucker. But they sat here and they watched it. What you watch it for?
Hey, Jesusa writes, why is this yo ass, Dominique? Tagging her friend. Yeah. Nothing funny about this, Charlotte writes. It's quite sad. Wouldn't want her as my kid's grandmother. Yuck mouth.
And I don't know nobody who wants to fuck you, snake lip bitch.
Snake lip. I think you just got another 30-day ban. You better leave them animals alone.
Literally, people are just replying to these people that are mad about the F-word with, well, fuck shit, ass hell, fuckity fuck, fuck. You got a good motherfucking point.
Everybody mad at me, Pat, but not the girl mama for making or to cuss around grown folk. Miss Pat looking at her like, oh grown?
Uh-huh. Oh, this
girl,
is...
ain't nobody.
Francidi writes, if this foul-mouthed grandmother thinks criticizing her granddaughter is funny, it's not. If this rather young 47-year-old grandmother, wink, wink, think she's a comedian with such vile comedy about her own granddaughter, find something else to do. You think about your granddaughter that talks too much. Maybe it's because she has something productive to talk about. And it goes on for like 5 more minutes.
Mm-hmm.
What if she, I hope your granddaughter sees your horrible jokes about her and has nothing to do with your ratchet potty mouth self. Utterly shameful.
Called you ratchet.
So Quisha writes back, shut your dumb ass up. Yo, grandma didn't like you, did she? It's a fucking joke, and I'm sure Netflix paid her a lot of money. Now, did you get paid, or are you still broke after releasing your childhood trauma on this post? Seek therapy, not Netflix.
Quisha got banned too out of the day.
Did she?
She called me. She said, I'm going and log into my kids' account. I said, bitch, you going to jail. She logged into August account and went in on the ad.
Yeah. This is crazy. It was
funny. Someone said, anyone who doesn't, where was that at?
Oh, done here. Anyone who doesn't like the cussing, don't watch. Anyone who can't take a joke, get a life. It's comedy. It may not be for everyone, but the right ones that get it, it's funny as fuck.
Right here, Jane Ellis. Right here.
What the hell? Why are people overthinking a joke? Not all stories comedians tell are true. Usually when it sounds really crazy, they added to it. Listen to some old Richard Pryor, George Carlin, or Red Fox from back in the day. Now, crack babies, we all know that this is true. we've got taped evidence.
True, crack baby.
Still got that Hot Wheels track mark on your back, don't you, Chris?
Yep. Oh, man. I like John out here trying to... She doesn't look old enough to have grandkids.
Well, I'm black. I don't supposed to, bitch. I started in elementary school.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that either.
I'm supposed to do whatever the fuck I want to do. This is my vagina.
I'm just
ain't no papers on this vagina.
Technically, it's not your vagina until you turn 18.
I'm 49 years old. This is my pussy. I can do as I like.
Now, not in third grade.
What is her name on Netflix? I cannot find her. Me neither. It literally says Miss Pat right here.
These people crazy. They've been fucking me all day. I said, y'all better leave me alone.
Oh, Malcolm. She's a comedian. I'm sure she doesn't talk to her grandbabies like that, but her comedy is just too foul-mouthed for me. It's a no.
I like how you read it. he going and putting laughing face by people. Shit.
Oh, I'm literally going through.
Somebody said they got ADHD. Who said that?
I have.
Araya, Laura.
Laura. Oh my god. All right, I'll see if I can.
Oh god, you do got ADHD, bitch.
Laura, therapy is cheaper than writing all this. I have ADHD and we function in wrath. This is funny to me because society teaches us we are not allowed to be honest with society. We can be honest with ourselves in secret, but not with society because we won't fit in. I understand, Stan, that people are like, oh, the cussing and the this and the that. It's comedy for one, but there comes a point when we need to give ourselves permission to be completely honest with ourselves. Who better to open up that door of honesty than kids? It's funny because it rings true on every level. My daughter coming up on 13 asked me permission to say words, F words, not the word itself. But if you raise your kids to be respectful, you can have this freedom of conversation, loving and in good jest when in time that age is correct. I probably laugh too hard, so I'm going to go to hell now. But I'm okay with that. LOL.
Wow. This is what I don't understand. Why do people take the time to write all this shit negative?
I know, right?
Like, just keep moving.
Just if you don't like it, just keep moving. It's literally 685 comments on here, 293,000 views, 8,000 shares. That means some of you motherfuckers watched it twice. Cause I made you laugh and mad.
I laughed. This is supposed to be funny. I'm just shit posting back.
Her name Jessabella. Look how ugly she is.
Oh, she's being nice. She laughed. She thought it was funny. You apologize to Jessie Bell right now. I mean, we can go look at some of the. Let's take a look at. Let's take a look at Vivian. Oof.
Oh, this old bitch from California. Oh, this old dry pussy hoe. Bitch put mayonnaise in her pussy to get it wet. I guarantee you. Oh, pimento cheese asshole ass chick. Raggedy bitch fucking with me today.
You go watch the YouTube video. We have all that up so you can read along with us. We should take a break. You can like intro the break if you want.
What do I say?
111
we should take a break. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He had me upset, y'all. I'm really upset. We should really take a break because these people got my blood pressure on 99, honey. They got me fucked up. I'm telling you, boy, these motherfuckers crazy. I'm going to take a break and take a deep breath.
And then we're going to come back and read some more.
We ain't reading shit. We back from the break. But I'm not worried about this shit. I'll be out of jail soon. Ain't first time bitch been in the jail without a bone.
She immediately messaged me. She's like, hey, can you post this? Then I was like, no, I can't. And then so we both messaged. We're like, Kate, can you post this? She's like, no, I can't. And then I get a message from McDuffin. Miss Pat's asking me to post things for her on Facebook. She's like Donald Trump. The second she gets locked out of Twitter, she starts writing notes for her aides. Kate, can you post this to Twitter for me?
Call Liz Cheney
a dog face.
That's why I post that meme today. What was it? What did it say on my Instagram?
Let me go find it. I can pull it up here.
I'm in the comments. This shit's hilarious.
Is it better now that the crack babies are all in there?
I'm reading the ones from the main feed. Geronimo Sagala. A child will grow up to be as brutal as their environment. Here you have it. Sad example of a grandmother. Oh, just kidding. Angry emoji face.
I said, I'm a comedian and I don't dance and sing on stage. I tell stories the way your side nigga lay pipe real good.
These people are in their feelings, boy.
They can stay in their feelings. I'm not thinking about them goddamn folks. They'll be all right. So, I sure did. That's what I wrote today.
Yep. I'm a fucking comedian. I don't dance and sang on stage. I tell my stories the way... Now, you're going to have to read this.
Your side nigga lay pipe. Real good.
Thank you.
Shelby, you know them side niggas do it good.
Shelby, does lay pipe mean sex or is that an actual job? Ah, these sweet children from Alabama. They don't know anything.
I don't got time for this shit. But these people crazy. People so fucking rude.
Who are you? Glass houses. What are you?
I'm
gonna call
rude.
GoDaddy and the customer service.
These people so rude. They come fucking with me. I don't come fucking with nobody.
It's funny that you believe that.
I know our last three episodes have been about that.
Oh God! Don't get me started about Cascade again. So I get here in Texas, y'all, and the police pulled me up. I said, "Here we go, what? This bullshit." Let me tell y'all something. If y'all white police officers out there, you shouldn't pull over nobody black. It's just too dangerous for y'all. You can lose everything. To let the nigga break the laws. It's too dangerous for y'all right now.
Reverse Jim Crow. You can do whatever you want.
Just let a nigga break the law.
Call your black backup. You like, look, get your people. Because when we get them, shit happens. Bad shit happens. So you get your people. It's easy on you. So he pulled me all day. He shout with a little fucking... I said, here we go. A little shout man syndrome and shit. So I just went on ahead and grabbed my little paper, my license. I just handed out the wonder. He said, license, registration, here you go right here. I said, what you pulling me over for? He said, you were speeding in a 40 back there. I said, well, look, let me talk to you for a minute, police. I said, look, my period on, and I need to go change my coat tag. I said, and I done went the wrong way twice. He said, I'm going to give you a warning. He gave me a warning, let me go.
Really?
My period ain't on, but I figured if I told him Mother Nature was in town, he'll let a bitch go, and he did. I figure if you tell the police a nigga already bleeding and he white, he gonna go ahead and let him go.
Well, nature will take care of this one.
So he went over and let me go. My friend was like, cool, like, why are you telling me? I said, I don't know. That's the first thing I can think of. Like, let me go, motherfucker. I don't want no more tickets. Pulling me over. I'm like, oh, shit. But it was in the daytime. He was really nice, though.
That's good.
He even gave me direction. He was really nice.
That's good. It's always such, it's always such a relief when you get pulled over and the police officer's nice and not, like, all amped up. And oof. It's like... Yeah, I'm gonna let. I got a warning once. I was going 87 in a 45.
Damn, where were you going?
Hendricks County. Shout out to Hendricks.
And you
County.
didn't get locked
up? No, he just said, "Carry on your way. Have a nice day, sir."
I said, you got a warning?
Yeah.
Your ass should have got a goddamn ticket.
I should have gone to
complexion
jail.
Complexion for the high.
That's reckless driving.
How did you call it?
Narc.
I'm just saying, 87 and a 40.
What's his name that used to say that shit? Complexion for your, what did he say?
Paul Mooney. You got the complexion for the protection.
Yes, nigga. That was complexion for the protection right now. Because I can guarantee you, if
they wouldn't have worn my ass, they'd have warned me while they was impounding my car and locking me up. Now, next time.
That was time Dion got tickets and he wasn't even going fast. They told him one of his tires was just moving faster than the other one.
One of your tires is speeding, sir. The rest of your car isn't.
First of all, don't encourage this. That just doesn't even make any fucking sense. That's just dumb. Secondly, you talk about you don't fuck with people. I wasn't fucking with you. Here you are talking about my car. See, this is why your ass.
This is why your ass
banned from Facebook.
No, Dion, you got it wrong. She doesn't fuck with anybody.
He know his old car uses speed in the back, in the front of it, go slow.
It's so silly, it makes no sense.
That's why his tires is always watching.
You know, the speedy tire. They have them balanced out so they go the same speed. He had just one tire that was 42 inches wide.
I used to have a car that was so old and didn't have no seatbelt. So one time, I don't know where I'm just seatbelt. I think somebody cut him out. Police pulled us over. He gonna give us a no seatbelt ticket. I'm like, sir, how you gonna do that? We ain't got no seatbelt. That nigga took out his pad and gave everybody a ticket for no seatbelt. The whole car didn't have no seatbelt. Well, what you want the motherfucker to do? Towel sail down? Motherfucker. We all got tickets with no seatbelts. So that was crazy.
I went through a DUI checkpoint last week and I hit them with the I don't answer questions.
Ooh.
And the lady officer was like, excuse me? I said, I don't answer questions. She looked over at her partner. He looked at her. She looked back at me. She said, have a nice day. And I was like, yeah, get the fuck out the way. I'm not
nice.
Talking to y'all.
Nice. Look at you. Full ACLU.
That's right, baby. I know my rights.
Can you say that?
Yeah.
In a DUI checkpoint, yeah. Because they have to suspect you of committing a crime in order for you to go through the whole spiel.
Yeah.
You don't have to answer any questions. I'm not talking to y'all.
If you talk to civil rights attorneys or like big civil libertarian types, they're always like, the only thing you should say when you get pulled over is, am I free to go? Am I free to go? I don't answer questions. Am I free to go? And
nigga, that'll get you hit in the head with a flashlight.
That's why I always just, I'm like, hi, how are you? Nice to see you. Can I do for you?
No, you can say, am I free to go? We need to say, hi, how you doing?
I'm not taking my chances.
I didn't do none of that. I rolled my window down. She said, this DUI checkpoint, have you been drinking? I said, I don't answer no questions. And she said, have a nice day.
And so what do they have to do?
You were drunk and you said you ain't answer no questions?
Well, if they thought I was drunk, they could have pulled me over and pulled me out the car and all that riffraff. But if you don't answer no questions, they have to have evidence of you. What is it? Reasonable articulable suspicion of a crime being committed in order for them to detain you.
Can you go through a DUI checkpoint? They say, have you been drinking? You should, and say, I've been doing whatever the fuck you think I've been doing.
I wouldn't advise that at all.
You could say that. I don't know why you would. That would be a very dumb thing to do.
Well, sir, I've done all of it.
Okay, you go through a DUI point and say, no, I ain't been drinking, but I've been smoking that weed.
You could say that. Again, you shouldn't, seeing how it's not legal here in Indiana.
It's not legal.
Have you ever seen the Pot Brothers at Law? So it's like two brothers.
And their advice is always shut the fuck up.
Yeah, let me see if this here we go. Yeah. Here, this is pretty funny. I hope.
What do you say when the cop first pulls you over?
Why'd you pull me over?
And when he keeps asking questions?
I'm not discussing my day.
And they ask more questions?
Am I being detained or am I free to go?
And if detained, what do you say?
I invoke the Fifth.
And then what do you do?
You shut the fuck up.
Mark and Craig Wasserman. So if you look up the Pot Brothers of Law, they basically like, they just have all these videos where like, what do? You shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you don't say shit. So I don't answer any questions.
They have like a whole script.
With the whole detaining thing is they have to have a reason to detain you. So if you don't give them a reason, they have no reason to detain you. That's why when you go through DUI checkpoints, you don't got to do none of that song and dance shit. Just tell them, you know, if you ain't been drinking, you don't got to tell them you ain't. Even if you have, don't tell them nothing. I don't answer no questions.
Martin Craig, Pop Brothers at Law. It is Super Bowl weekend. We set it on Friday. We're going to remind everybody the cops are out in force. They are looking for people to pull over. They know you're going to be out there partying, drinking, smoking, doing whatever you do. Now, don't drive impaired. Use an Uber, Lyft, taxi, limo, whatever, designated driver. But if you are going to be driving around, be responsible, be smart, and know your rights. It works at checkpoints, the 25 words. And when you get pulled over, you see those lights, you want to immediately pull off to the side as soon as it's safe. Turn your car off, roll your window down enough to pass your license, insurance, and registration through. And when the cop comes up, keep your hands on the steering wheel. Let the cop know where your hands are at all times. Don't make sudden moves or anything like that. And it's always a smart move to keep your license, insurance, and registration right up on your visor if you can. So you're reaching right there for it, you have it. And when he asks for your ID, you give it right up. When they ask anything else, where are you going, where are you coming from, what's that smell, how many drinks have you had, you stick to the script. Why did you pull me over? Establish that stop. They tell you why. They start intimidating you, try to scare you and tell you, answer my questions or I'm just going to arrest you. It's going to be worse. Why did you pull me over? I'm not discussing my day. Am I being detained or am I free to go? If detained, you say I invoke the Fifth. And then you shut the fuck up when they keep asking questions. Now, we catch some flack from some people for doing this over and over again. Oh, you just post the same things all the time, which really isn't true. We post a lot of information. But, yes, we want to be repetitive about your rights. So, remember, stick to the script. Have a safe weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so they just tell you, why'd you pull me over? I'm not discussing my day. Am I detained or free to go? It's the Pot Brothers at Law. So that's
kind of, are they real lawyers?
They're real lawyers. Yeah, they're two brothers, and they got famous because they like shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. And like there's a whole like there's remixes and everything, but yeah, they really made a name on
it. Shut the fuck up is pretty much if you shut the fuck up, that'll get you out some shit.
Be polite. Why'd you pull me over? I'm not discussing my day. Am I free to go?
You can be polite and shit still go wrong. It doesn't matter. Just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but
just shut the fuck up.
Yep.
That's what I do. Officer, well, what's the problem? I'm going to shut the fuck up. Here's everything you need. Everything is current. I'm going to shut the fuck up.
Record, too. I don't know if it still works, but the ACLU, that's like, do you remember the guy that got killed, the journalist Khashoggi in Saudi Arabia? He had like the ACLU recorder on his iWatch, and it basically was like a quiet, you didn't notice that it was recording for, it's for police stops. So the ACLU has an app that you can record on your watch the police stop without them really noticing. And that's how he recorded.
You talking about the one who got That's one who got his body chopped up.
Yeah, and they didn't know that he was recording and there was tape of it, which is how they like found out who did it and what happened and all
that. Oh yeah, because it went to his iCloud.
Mm-hmm. But that was a cop recording app, and he turned it on before he walked into that embassy. But yeah, record it too.
Yeah, you damn near got to record everything now. Just you going to the motherfucking grocery store.
Yep.
Yeah, I have to record when you walk in my house. So when you walk out, you won't say we did anything to you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hard to pin down, but.
I don't think you're hard to pin down. I just don't think we want to pin you down. We can pick Dion up and beat the shit out of you with him.
Actually, for Patreon, I would do that.
No, I don't give consent.
That's not
cool, I can pick Dion up by the feet and sling him and knock you down with him.
Nigga, you can't reach your feet. How you going to reach my feet?
I'm working on tying my shoes. I got one tie.
Was that before you put it on or after you put it on?
After I put it on, I'm down to one. I got one more to go.
And how do you plan on catching Dion, by the way?
Oh, I ain't running after nobody. Not me. You sent me the Cinderella thing. Y'all seen that?
Yeah. Yeah. The problematic Disney movies.
What happened?
How this world have just become so fucking soft with comedy. With people just so fucking sensitive these days. They get on my fucking nerves. What is it? Beauty and the Beast? No, it's Cinderella.
Yeah.
So the guy, Sleeping Beauty. So at Disney, they did Sleeping Beauty. So he kissed her to wake her up, right? So now people saying she didn't give her consent. So it's inappropriate. How do a sleeping bitch get her consent when she been in a coma? He got to wake her up.
I think that was Bill Cosby's defense.
Well, Bill Cosby was putting people to sleep, allegedly, okay? He didn't put her to sleep. He was doing her a favor by waking her up. Plus, this ain't real.
I mean, how do we know he was doing her a favor? Maybe she was having a bomb-ass dream, and now she got to deal with this white man just kissing her on the mouth, waking her the fuck up. She don't know this nigga.
Well, if she wanted to go back to sleep, she could have said, "Why you wake me up?" He could hit the bitch in the head with a brick and put her back to sleep.
It also was 1937. Like,
yeah, well, we didn't have no fucking rights as women. So yeah,
there's
didn't
like
Disney just do that again at the park or something?
Yeah, there's a whole list of them here. Like, if you Google problematic Disney movies, there's a ton of articles, like the Jim Crow law, and the crows in Dumbo. And Dumbo is a baby. Well,
them crows was racist as hell.
The Song of the South. Basically, every article's like
with
every
crows in Dumbo.
They basically do like a Kingfish accent.
Man, them what? Crows was so fucking racist.
I ain't seen crows in Dumbo.
Let me see if I can find a clip.
Doing the racism me on black kids back in the day. I don't remember no crows in Dumbo. What were they doing?
All right, hold on. Let's see if this is all right.
What the fuck was the crows doing in Dumbo?
If you're doing online meetings, you have to try Crisp. With the magic of a click.
Dumbo, the ninth wonder of the universe, the world's only flying elephant.
Did you ever see an elephant fly?
Well, I seen a horse fly.
I seen a dragon fly. I seen a house fly.
See, I seen all that too. I seen a peanut stand and her rubber band. I seen a needle that winked its eye. But I be done seen about everything when I see an elephant fly.
What you say, boy?
I said when I see an elephant fly. I seen the front porch
swing,
heard a diamond ring. I seen a polka dot railroad tie. But I be done seen about everything when I see an elephant fly.
It's Jasmine's
Matt. What the fuck are you laughing at?
I be done seen an elephant fly.
That shit is so racist, bro.
You don't see it?
No, I'm slow.
Vegetable truck.
I didn't see that.
I only heard.
Just to be sociable, I'll take your word.
I heard a fireside chat.
I saw a baseball bat.
And I just laughed till I thought I'd die.
But I'll be done seen by everything when I see her.
Stop laughing. I don't get it. They hear that racism, dude, because I don't sit. They just chucking and jiving, ain't they?
Yes, that's the point.
Oh, that the racism, the chucking and jiving?
It was supposed to be, those crows are supposed to be the black people.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, like there's the stereotypical Native Americans and Peter Pan, the Siamese cats in Lady and the Tramp are caricatures.
Who's Siamese
Asians.
Cats supposed to be Asians?
Yes.
What?
Louis.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, like Jungle Book, Louis Prima plays King Louie. That was like, you know, problematic. And then I don't know, like I've always heard that about Disney movies, it's always the guy comes in and say like you need a man to rescue you, and that's the whole vibe. But
a white man ain't no man, white man, you ain't seen no black man do shit. Tarzan of the Jungle, we could, when I grew up, now that was racist. How did white man in the jungle with all these monkeys and then all these niggas on the ground with fruit, how you gonna swing in a tree better than all these niggas who grew up over there?
Are you talking about Tarzan? Yeah,
and you wearing them drawers better than them black folks over there were wearing. Come on, white man. And you, and well, I grew up watching Tarzan. You remember Tarzan?
Yeah. I mean the Disney version, not the TV show.
Do you remember Tarzan the movie, Dion? The show, the TV show.
No, I never watched. I mean, I remember, I've heard of it. I've never watched
it. Yeah, it was Tarzan, the TV show. We used to watch the shit out of Tarzan. But you didn't know how fucked up it was until you got grown. You're like, wait a minute, this white man over there in Africa swinging over there in drawers with no shirt on over there, and he looked more like he's supposed to be there than the black folks do. Then you realize, oh, that's what they want you to think. And then you say, oh, okay, that's racist. But then you didn't know. I mean, hey, as a kid, I didn't know that's where I was from.
Most kids don't recognize in the... You know, they don't recognize Sleeping Beauty didn't give consent. They don't know nothing about that. That's why kids don't have a problem with it. It's right. The adults that are, I mean, we retroactively going back. Who's still showing their child Snow White? It's 2021.
We just watched.
That movie sucks.
What niggas kissing you and waking you up anyway? And if he do, you mad as fuck. Nigga, I got to go to work in the morning. Ain't no bitch in no coma around here.
We just watched Lion King and like, you know, that's 1994. And when the dad dies, it was like, oh, man. The little kid was like, oh, no, Daddy Lion's dead. And we're like, ah, this might be a problem. Like some of the like Beauty and the Beast had some like parts where you're like, this is really scary. So I don't know. Maybe did you guys see Donald?
Who said the Daddy Lion dead?
The little girl that was watching it. My girlfriend's daughter.
What's wrong with the Daddy Lion dead?
Some people
having a discussion about how tired they are. Reviewing boring stuff. Oh yeah, because that's why the Miss Pat show coming.
Did you see the Donald Glover tweets? And he said we're getting boring stuff and not even experimental mistakes because people are afraid of getting canceled.
Mm-hmm.
So
they feel they can only experiment with what's that word?
Experiment with aesthetic. So like the looks of things.
Mm-hmm.
So they feel like they can only experiment with the looks of things, not the actual content. Also because some of them know they're not that good. So like,
because they want it to create.
So like, where's that line? Where's that line of?
The Miss Pat show pushed that line, didn't we, Dion?
Yeah, but I think you got to ask the people being offended where the line is. You don't get to say where the line is if you're doing something.
I think if the network was realized, there's all types of audience out there. If you don't like it, don't come to it. It's almost like it's like a restaurant. Everybody don't like Chick-fil-A. We didn't take your ass to Popeyes. Are we here for the people who like us?
Yeah.
And that's what TV should be.
I don't think just TV. Like, well, I think doing this show, I've thought a lot about, all right, who's on the other end of that punchline? But at the same time, you're not going to make everybody happy. There's, in comedy,
you're
somebody's
going to
be.
You're not going to make everybody.
Yeah.
It's
and here's what I'm saying is Right. You got to think about the other person on the punchline. If you don't have anybody in the room who's been on the other side of the punchline, then you don't get to say where the line is. You got to have at least somebody in the room who can be like, yo, I don't know if that's going to fly, or yeah, this is the reason why.
Oh, you mean how far, like, oh, okay, I know what you mean. How yeah. far to go with a subject, like when we did the derogatory episode. Right. Yeah, I understand that. Because, I mean, there have been times when we was developing the show, I was like, hey, that's a little too far. Okay. Well, that's what the execs are for, to say, hey, to pull you back. But TV is just so watered down now. It's literally, I mean, everything, when you watch stuff coming out, you want good TV like Fred Sanford and, you know, what we used to have back in the day with Norman Lear created. But, you know, talk about stuff and push issue, but it went to just, people scared. People are literally scared. Like in the promo, where in the pilot, where when we was talking about school shooting, they literally in the promo they said, "Take it out for what? It's funny."
Yeah, and it's just what we talked about with Facebook at the beginning. It's all about advertising. I mean, it's if you yeah. I've worked in an advertising business my entire life, and it's just you're constantly in fear of the people who pay you money getting mad about something because they have no sense of humor. And so you got to balance between like earning a living, but also like actually being creative and funny and entertaining people, you know, to a certain line. Like it's the best when you can, you know, find people like this audience that get it, you know, but.
And that's what I try to attract. Who gets me. I had somebody send me a message the other day. They said they saw a clip of me and they said, I did not like you. So I said, here go the bullshit. So they said, but I did some research on you and I got to tell you how good you really are. And I read your book and I was going to respond, but I didn't. Because, I mean, I can't go over here slapping everybody across the head and say, hey, just give me a chance. You know, hey, I'm not for everybody.
I feel like that context makes people more forgiving. And that's sort of what Dion's saying is like, you've got to have some more context to what you're saying. So it makes you think a little bit more, and maybe the quality of the content's a little bit better without being cheap and easy, like just putting somebody down.
Yeah, definitely. Like, yeah. So trying to go back and rewrite history, we're not going to be able to do that, right? So if y'all want to get rid of the Dr. Seuss books and you want to get rid of Snow White, whatever. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think what the cancel culture is like, to me, people aren't getting actually canceled. They're just getting pushback for what they said and they don't have a defense for it. And they're like, oh, you're trying to cancel me. Like that fucking horse that did steroids.
At the Kentucky Derby.
The guy was like, they're trying to cancel my horse. I'm like, no, motherfucker. Y'all kill the horses when they break the leg right there on the track. That's cancel culture.
Yeah.
You being suspended for your horse cheating is not cancel culture. You broke the rules.
But the horse didn't give itself the drugs. Y'all cheated.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. It's, you know, the dude that the journalist in Iowa that tweets something out in college that's ugly and then, you know, 20 years later gets fired. Like that's what the definition of cancel culture came from. Not like, oh, I cheated, I lied, I stealed, and now I'm got caught. So let me say this.
The thing is like, I don't always agree with somebody that made a mistake when they're young. You know what I'm saying? Right. And then come back 20 years. My thing is have that person change.
Right. Harvey Weinstein had not changed. Harvey Weinstein didn't change.
He did not change
right.
to the day he died.
So he got consequences.
Harvey Weinstein. Oh, no. What's the man name who had the... Madoff. Who died.
Madoff.
Who you was making a joke about the radio host who...
Oh, Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
He never changed. Do you remember when Trump won and he brought in a guy from Alabama to make him... He ended up firing him. What was his name?
Roy Moore?
Jeff Sessions.
Jeff Sessions. Remember he said he's racist shit back when, I think when Martin Luther King was alive, he was up for a position and he couldn't get it. And then when Trump got in office and gave him the fucking position, and I don't think he ever changed.
Yeah.
Because a while back he was up for a high position and he couldn't get it correct me if I'm wrong. Then when his buddy got in office, he was able to get that position. He should have never been in office in the first place. But people like that never change. I mean, people say something 20 years ago and you bring it up. If I if I feel like you truly changed and nobody should counsel you over there. Because, I mean, we all make mistakes sometimes.
Well, yeah, I guess the difference is like...
We said crazy shit.
Politics.
It's like when Kevin Hart said that about... He made that gay joke about his son, but they want him to apologize again before he calls us. Man, I apologized one time. It was a fucking joke. Why is this man apologizing for a joke he made 10 years later when he already apologized for it? That's crazy to me.
Yeah, I feel like there's a big difference between a person who is trying to achieve power and has the ability to use government force to impact people's lives versus fantasy and comedy and creativity in a space that's not reality. Like, you're intentionally, you know, and that's where I see his point. It's like nobody's willing to experiment because everybody's afraid because everybody's paycheck is attached to corporate sponsors that don't want to deal with a headache.
Yeah. I can agree with that. I've seen that a lot. People scared. They scared. I was like, I just told somebody, I said, one thing I know, scared money don't make no money. I mean, they scared to ask questions. You ask them, the industry is just so fucking scared. They just, it's like they have a blueprint and that's all they want to follow.
Yeah. Cause it's safe.
That's why you keep getting the same old bullshit. The same old bullshit. You never gonna. And then once somebody step outside their box and try something new, oh my God, I want one of them. Well, you could have had one of them first. Had you just tried something new?
It all boils down to risk reward. You know, if they're gonna lose more money than they think they're gonna make, they're not willing to take that chance. And like you said, scared money don't make no money.
Mm-hmm.
Scared money don't make no money. But
I think there's a big difference between intent, though. Like the intent of trying to run for office on a platform versus tweeting something 20 years ago when you were a kid. There's a huge difference in intent there. I mean, we pull up all these people who have said things in their past and, you know, they go on Twitter and they apologize. And, you know, you're ruining my life. And it's like, well, did you hold yourself accountable for what you did? Are you truly sorry in your apology, or are you apologizing just because now it's out and open and you got to talk about it?
I also think there's like a cynicism in our culture now that people don't believe apologies. You know, like they don't believe that somebody can change. They don't believe, like, you know, and there's often not an incentive to believe somebody.
It's so easy to say you're sorry, though.
Right.
I mean, I've literally seen people be racist as fuck and come back and say, my medication made me do that. No, nigga.
Diabetes.
My horse
diabetes.
No, nigga. People come up, like the man who called those girls bitches, commentators. He said his sugar was low. Nigga, my sugar get low all the time and I don't call nobody that shit.
Do you want me to replay the Netflix clip?
my sugar was just fine. I'm just saying your sugar ain't got shit to do with you up there taking your mic off being racist,
right? The same thing with the San Francisco guy who's talking about the FAG word and he got in trouble, and I don't know if I'm ever gonna put on this headset again. And like, he didn't, they fired him. But he knew what he was doing, and that's what I mean. If you know what you're doing and you think you're getting away with it, then you got to deal with it. You can't come back and be like, oh, I'm sorry, blah, 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 just because you got caught. Like, you have to actually show remorse. That's why we ain't heard from Kramer since. Right? Kramer ain't came back yet.
You know, if you are being edgy, you know you're being edgy. Edgy, the point of edgy is you're on the edge of falling off the cliff. And you might fall off the cliff, which is why it's, like you said, risk reward. I mean, and if you go too far and you get called out, that's the risk, you know, like the
free speech only applies to the government. People need to remember that.
Yeah.
Like, you can say whatever the fuck you want to say and the government can't do much about it, but that don't mean your job. That don't mean the people around you. That don't mean your community can't check you on your bullshit. That's what
they do these days. I mean, Trump had a good unemployment until white people kept being racist and they took up the unemployment.
Wait, what happened?
They just kept losing their jobs for being racist and it fucked up the unemployment rate.
Okay, so your theory is that people were so racist in 2020 that it inflated the unemployment rate. We had a pandemic of racism.
No, not before the pandemic. The economy, the job market was doing good after Obama left, but it started to drop because these folks just got racist and racist and they was losing their jobs left and right. You don't remember that? Am I lying to you? You like, God.
Did you read this in the Epic Times?
I'm like, y'all fucking up the job, monkey. Can y'all shut the fuck up? It was at least 400 white people losing their jobs a day. Well, maybe four. If I'm saying stupid shit.
Racism is 1% of unemployment now.
I'm like, y'all gonna fuck up the job rate. Keep on leaving your goddamn job for being stupid. I'm sorry. No, bitch. You no longer at Honeywell anymore. You cannot make ham, okay?
You can't make honey. You can't make ham. Honeywell's the security company.
You cannot. You no longer can pump the juice into the ham because you are being racist, bitch.
Imagine getting fired from Honey Baked Ham for racism.
Honeywell. I ain't say no fucking Honey Baked Ham. Honeywell, ain't that the name of a ham?
No, Honeywell is you probably are looking at the fire extinguisher in your room at that hotel. That's Honeywell. It's like a security company.
Oh, well, you can't put no more fucking fog in the fire extinguisher. I knew I seen Honeywell somewhere. I thought she was on a ham.
That's Honey Baked Ham. You got your honeys mixed up.
I thought I was on a
ham-colored male. I'm offended.
Yeah, I'm like, just stop it. Y'all losing your fucking job over bullshit. Stop losing your fucking jobs. Was that an all-time high?
All right.
Well, you don't remember that?
No, I think you just made that up.
Dion, was they not losing their jobs?
Yeah,
people were.
But not enough to affect the unemployment rate. We didn't have a bailout package for racist firings.
They was on their way.
Trump would absolutely do a stimulus for racist people who got fired.
No, he wouldn't. He didn't do shit for them when they ran up in the Capitol. He wasn't going to do shit for them.
Came out today that he instructed the military to protect those people.
Yep. That's a coup attempt. Ain't no two ways about
it. There's no way around it. His former... I just saw it right before we sat down. His former... It wasn't Homeland Security, but it was somebody pretty high up in his administration.
I saw it on Twitter earlier today.
Yeah. So his acting Secretary of Defense, here, I've got the video of it.
How are they not going to go get him?
Trump on the 3rd of January concerning some international threats. And at the very end, he asked if there were any requests for National Guard support.
So this is the acting Secretary of Defense at the time. His name, last name is Miller. And he's testifying today about January 6th. And now he's explaining what Trump was saying to him.
Foreign move of Mayor Bowser's request.
Mr. Miller, to clarify that point, did you tell the president about the mayor's request, or did President Trump ask if there were requests?
He asked if there were requests.
What was the president's response to you with regard to the request made by Mayor Bowser?
Fill it and do whatever was necessary to protect the demonstrators. And that we're executing our constitutionally protected rights.
Okay.
And Trump on the 3rd.
So, in other words, Donald Trump said, make sure you protect my people when they go out, because he knew exactly what was going to happen. His concern was not for the Congress people.
You were going to let Congress get killed so you can stay in office, because it's a fucking... We are up in shams now. Now you can't... We can't change office because Congress is up in shams.
And yep, that's where you're going to get enough votes. Stop the steal is what he called it.
Yep.
That we're going to stop the steal and start the kill too.
Yeah. No, he wanted to assassinate enough congressmen or senators to stop the ratification. That was his goal. Plain and simple. Because
What was they there for that day?
They were there to certify and basically elect the next president in the electors through the vote of the electors. And he wanted to delay that process and cause enough of a... he wanted there to be... and this is my opinion, right? He wanted there to be a swarming of the Capitol, have a literal decapitation of the people that were in charge, like Mike Pence, or he wanted...
You don't kill Mike Pence.
He wanted, or Nancy Pelosi, or Mitt Romney, or whomever, he wanted there to eliminate enough people to allow the certification of the electors to go through. So, and in that panic and confusion, he would be able to hang on to the presidency.
That's why they didn't evacuate him when they broke into the Capitol.
Yeah.
That's why he didn't go nowhere. That's why he watched it on TV.
Yeah. That's why
he was there.
Yeah, he was there. It was him, his son.
So let me ask you this. Why haven't they locked him up yet?
Because Republicans, literally yesterday, McCarthy said nobody is still thinking about what happened on January 6th. Like, there's an article out today talking about, like, showing all the things Republicans are saying about January 6th, and it's all gaslighting. It's all, like, a complete perversion of exactly what happened. Like, they're pretending it didn't happen at all.
Yeah, they're downplaying the seriousness of it.
The only,
so that it's, like, not a big deal.
Yeah, the only person in Congress or in the government that has suffered any kind of consequences from January 6th is Liz Cheney, who got removed from her position in the Republican caucus for saying that January 6th was a problem and that the election wasn't stolen. She's the only person.
That's what you call him, wife.
Daughter.
Dick Cheney's daughter. I mean, she's a piece of trash too, but like, she's right on this. She's right about Donald Trump.
And ain't nothing gonna happen.
No, nobody's gonna suffer any consequences, and you know,
because he got dirt on all of them.
Yeah, Kevin McCarthy said, "I don't think anybody is questioning the legitimacy of the presidential election. I think that's all over with. We're sitting here with the president today about his meeting with Biden. Like, how delusional is that?"
Because next time, if the Democrats ran up in there and tried to kill him, they'll have Biden head on the platter. I would.
Yep.
We didn't run up in there when they elected Trump.
I ain't running up in that motherfucker, period.
So, exactly. That's not what we do.
So this Chris Miller, former acting defense secretary, said that he didn't approve the plan to deploy the National Guard to the Capitol until after Mike Pence called him 3 hours after the storming began. Like, Trump just wasn't interested.
Trump didn't approve it?
No, he wouldn't answer his phone. So Mike Pence essentially illegally ordered the National Guard to the Capitol to stop the riot.
Trump was watching it on TV. He was watching it on the monitors. We have the video of him, his son, his son's girlfriend or fiance or whatever she is. They was all in there listening to music.
Yep.
As the people marched down there.
The timeline.
That's why I never bought that bullshit. He told him to march peacefully. He knew what was going to happen. There's a reason why he wasn't answering his phone. It wasn't like he was busy.
Some of those people are still in jail, aren't they?
Oh, one guy got, I saw 8 years. His family, the guy who was sitting in Nancy Pelosi's chair, he got 8 years, spent his entire family's savings, ended up with a public defender, and got 8 years.
What?
Yep.
Ruined his life.
Yep.
He was married?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it ruined his entire family.
Wow. He got 8 years in federal prison.
Yep.
Because that's all fed time.
Yeah, it's all
and
federal.
And they're still locking them up.
Yeah.
And another lady lost her life. Anybody? They already sentencing them already.
Yeah, I mean, it's down like the guy who the cop who died of strokes. They're like, well, he didn't die from the attack. The New York Times lied about that. He died of strokes. Well, I don't know what caused him to have 50 strokes. Like six hours later, like it's just a well, we're gonna take this little thing and like twist it so it doesn't fit the narrative. It's just it's insane. I get why people don't like the government that people like Liz Cheney represented, but if you're a Republican, the next breed of Republican is not any better. I mean it's bottom of the barrel stuff.
You can't put it back in the box. There's no going back. Mm-hmm. Like they sold their souls to this dude. And this dude doesn't give a shit about them. That's what is so mind boggling to me. It's like if everybody around you goes to jail and you don't go to jail and you just replace those people and you don't do anything to change your behavior. Like, why would I trust you in the future? It doesn't make any sense logically. Yep. But then, you know, that's how you find out it's a cult. That it's literally a cult.
That's because they realize like Kevin McCarthy, the day after the attack, goes on and says the president bears some responsibility. You know, this one representative, Mike Gallagher, you know, is on TV that day pleading for the president to stop him, you know, but votes to clear him in impeachment. They're all let's move on. They all vote against Liz Cheney. Like, and it's because they know that their base is exactly with Donald Trump. They believe the election lies. They believe that the election was stolen. They believe all of the nonsense that he pushes. It's like the pillow guy is the best representation of your Republican family member. And these people are on the leading edge. Like they realized, there's no future for Republicans. Like we're going to all lose if we don't just buy into Donald Trump's BS. Like they don't believe it. It's just, and now you've got, like, what happens when you have a red state and a Democrat wins attorney general somehow, right? Well, we can't certify that election because this is all fraudulent. It's the ultimate tool to deleverage the entire system. Like,
I think is funny. They say all these votes were fake and illegal, but they're only talking about the presidential votes. So all the other votes on those ballots counted.
Right.
Yeah, but not the presidential.
So what sense does that make? How can you have a legitimate argument for, you know, all these presidential votes that don't count, but all the other votes on that same ballot do count? It doesn't make any sense. You don't see these Republicans fighting for recounts on elections they won. So how am I supposed to believe that it was just fraud on the president's vote and not on all these other votes? Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
You pay attention. That's what they're counting on, people not paying attention. Just people just kind of glean the news. Oh, yeah, it seems like there may have been some funny business with that thing, the vaccine or the election. And I don't like those other people. So there was a Pew Research thing that basically like the.
So did anybody else go to jail? Did anybody else get any time who ran up in the Capitol?
I think a lot of those people, I haven't like looked, but there's like a whole list of people that have gone to jail and prison, but nobody important.
I know it was a lady or something that was trying to get out and the judge kept denying their bond.
Yeah. Nobody important is going to suffer consequences. The people who are influential in making that happen, like the people who put on the rally, the two ladies that started that rally, the Trump administration comes in and takes it over, changes all the permits, changes the tenor of the event. Like, and they've said this, they're like, yeah, we were just going to have stay right there. But then Stephen Miller comes in and now we're marching to the Capitol. It's like, those people aren't going to be held accountable. It's going to be the people who are poor, who are dumb enough to follow this guy, the people who have a public defender, like, the people who have money in this country.
He spent a lot of money on a lawyer.
Yeah, he spent all his money. Ran out of money.
I mean, I don't know why he would get a lawyer. They got pictures of you sitting in her chair, dude.
You should have put that money on your book for commissary.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't have put no money on your lawyer.
You know, you could have ate good for 8 years because you wasn't getting out of that. You put your feet on it. And, you know, you
should have put that money in a money market account and let it grow while he was in there.
What about the nigga who was toting the podium?
I haven't heard. I don't know. I think he's going to jail, too.
That's wild.
Yeah, they'll make an example of the people that can't fight back. the people that were just wandering around, or the people that, like, these guys deserve to go to jail. It was a violent insurrection. But, like, they're not going to make an example. It's just like 2008. You know, if you want to, like, no bankers went to jail in 2008. And everybody got the message that you, if you are in power, can do exactly what you want to do, and nobody's going to get in trouble except for, like, one lowly guy that worked at a bank. And then we're going to bail all of you out whenever we're in trouble. Well, now, you know, instead of $700 billion, we're at $4 trillion, and now we can't figure out why inflation's taking place. You know, it's like nobody important goes to jail, so the system just keeps going on and on and on, and regular people suffer.
Welcome to America.
Yep.
Where shit gets crazy. The national anthem.
Welcome to Joe Biden's America, Dion.
You're not going to keep talking about Joe Biden, bitch. Man just got here, okay? He ain't spent that much money on Botox, okay? Just a little bit of money on Botox. You noticed how much Botox Joe Biden got up on his eye? He got baby ass eyes. It's smoother than a baby ass. I'm like, come on, man. You're 99 years old. You shouldn't have high school eyes.
I am going to keep talking about Joe Biden because now I know it annoys you.
Stop it. Welcome to America, where they don't give a fuck and they make up shit, and where white is right.
All right, I like part right of that.
Right, don't drag me into this. I'm in the middle.
What part you don't like?
Who, me or Chris?
Chris.
I was joking that I liked the white is right part.
Oh, I knew that's part you like. I did. I knew that. Yeah.
Are you cold? Is your hand in your shirt? What is happening?
Yeah, nigga, my nipples are on ice cream.
Why don't you turn the heat up in your room? You're not paying for it.
Yeah, but I'm going to turn it up in a minute. I'm just fucking cold. I hate being cold. I'm fat, but I hate when my body don't give off enough radiance.
It's like a medieval scientist. We figured out the it's
fuck you
radiance.
Yeah,
the measurement
is
of
it
heat.
Radiance heat. You know, like
you're not radiating enough body heat. Yes, you're right.
You know what? I should invent some underwear that heats up, and a bra that just heats up.
I thought that's what hot flashes was for.
Yeah.
Well, they're not on right now.
See,
they come and go with it. They're like my mama lights at the house. They can get cut off when they want to.
There's these motherfuckers
on right now.
There's this thing that you can do that warms you up. It's called walking. Have you tried that?
Chris, wow. I just want to tell you, suck my dick upside down. I want you to suck my dick while my legs in the air.
Let me see it first. I need to make sure it's FDA approved.
Who? Tati A? Who is that? The cat?
What?
Who named Tati A?
He said FDA.
FDA.
Federal Drug Administration.
Oh, but I got the beef.
What is that? Is that your dildo?
Yep, for you.
Good God.
Yeah, I'm going to cut it off for you, too.
Ashley, get you that for your birthday? Is that gas powered? Do you have a pull crank on that?
Y'all niggas are stupid.
She in her head has the mental image of fucking me with that curling iron. That's why she's laughing like that. My little pink butthole crying.
Yeah, I think you and that cat got twin assholes.
We're Siamese assholes?
Yeah, I think that.
It's conjoined assholes, asshole. You can't say Siamese anymore.
We are Siamese assholes.
You can't say Siamese anymore.
Oh, sorry. Burmese.
You got to say conjoined assholes. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to wrap this up. I really enjoy you guys. I do.
I enjoy you too.
I got to get ready for this fucking show. Put on a bra, wash my ass, brush my back teeth. And fuck is you laughing at?
Wash your teeth, brush your ass.
Just your back teeth, not the ones in the front.
Right.
I don't know why I'm breaking out either.
Well, this is not
dehydrated. It could be that, but I think it's the weed creature on game. Gave me chicken pox.
She's like John Smith, just handing out diseased wigs.
Question, did you give me a chicken pot wig?
I thought you was vaccinated.
I ain't getting no vaccinated, nigga. I don't got time for that shit. Not right now. Maybe later. But all right, we're going to wrap this episode of the Pat Down up. And we appreciate y'all for tuning in to Pat and Dion and Chris with the red beard and that shitty ass cat that always interrupting our Pat podcast.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of the Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.